Radio Prague News.
Union leaders have threatened to protest against broad changes promised by the new cabinet. The Chamber of Deputies aims to make savings this year by reducing the number of foreign trips taken by MPs. And three Czech football clubs have been eliminated in qualification for the Europa League. The main Czech trade unions body has threatened to protest against broad changes promised by the new cabinet. At a news conference on Friday, union leader Josef Středula said his organisation aimed to reach agreement with the government. However, if the union's arguments aren't respected, they'll take action, he said. Mr. Středula said the first battle could be expected during the drafting of next year's budget. The coalition government, led by Prime Minister Petr Nečas, has pledged to balance the country's budget by 2016 and to reform the pension, health and university systems. Union's boss Jaroslav Zavadil said on Friday that its plans represented the strongest attack on the rights of Czech workers in 20 years. For his part, Prime Minister Nečas said on Friday that the government would be willing to discuss planned cuts with union representatives. He added, however, that threats and protests wouldn't deter the government from its plans to stabilize the public finances, which unfortunately wouldn't come without extensive savings. Mr. Nečas warned the unions not to behave like their counterparts in Greece and Hungary, who he said had contributed to their country's economic woes. The Chamber of Deputies aims to make savings this year by cutting the number of foreign trips taken by MPs, the chairwoman of the Lower House, Miroslava Němcová, said on Friday. She said the number of domestic flights taken by deputies would also be reduced in future. Next week, the Chamber of Deputies Budget Committee will vote on whether to freeze the institution's own expenses, along with those of five other bodies, including the Senate and the Constitutional Court. Three Czech clubs have been eliminated in qualification for the continent's second-tier football competition, the Europa League. Viktoria Plzeň had two men sent off as they went down 3-0 to Beşiktaş in Istanbul on Thursday, losing that tie 4-1 on aggregate. Baník Ostrava were beaten 2-1 at home by Dnepr Mogilev, giving the Belarusian side an aggregate 3-1 win, while Yablonets also failed to make home advantage pay, losing 3-0 on the night and 4-0 overall to Apoel Nicosia. The only Czech team in European competition this season will be Sparta Prague. The title holders have reached the final qualification round for the Champions League and are guaranteed a Europa League spot if they don't get past Slovakia's Žilina. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more news stories and the weather at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.